Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹午安。
May God's peace be with you.
那愿主的平安与我们同在。
I want to encourage you with the topic of running the race.
所以今天我想透着这个奔向前路这个主题来鼓励大家。
The Bible describes our Christian life, the journey of our faith as a race.
所以，圣经把我们基督徒的生命，还有我们信仰的旅程，是描述成一场赛跑。
We are called to run the race.
那我们被呼召来跑这一场赛跑。
Now, I just love that imagery, don't you? Because we all love the idea of racing.
那我想说，可能大家都跟我一样，都很喜欢这样的一个画面，因为我们都很喜欢赛跑这个概念。
Perhaps when we were younger, we participate in some kind of racing and we could imagine the thrill of crossing the finish line.
可能在我们都还年轻的时候，我们可能都参加过赛跑。我们可以想象是，那当我们可以穿越这个终点线的时候，那一份刺激。
The excitement of celebrating after winning the race.
还有可能说，如果我们赢了这场赛跑的时候，我们获得胜利的时候，我们那份庆祝所带来的兴奋。
But at the same time, we can also relate to the effort, the pain, and the agony of running.
那同时，我们也可以联想到努力，还有痛苦，尤其是我们要努力奔跑时候要承受的苦痛。
See, all these are emotions that we experience in our Christian journey.
那所有这些情感都是我们作为基督徒的信仰旅程中我们要经历的。
I wonder how we are running the race that God is calling us to run.
那我想知道说，在这场神呼召我们去参加的这场赛跑里面，我们跑得如何？
Are we running with a good rhythm where you're breathing right and you're pacing yourself?
那我们是否说，我们在跑的时候有一个很好的节奏有一个正确的呼吸，还有很好的频率？
And you can see yourself running and running for a long time.
那你知道你自己可以一直这样跑，可以跑很长的时间。
Or are you out of shape and out of breath?
那还是说呢，你身体就不太好所以呢，要跑的呢，上气不接下气的。
And you're so tempted to want to throw in the towel and quit.
所以你真的是很想很想放弃。
God has a message for all of us today.
所以神今天为我们预备了一个信息。
With that in mind, let's read today's passage, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
所以我们记住这一点呢，我们一起来读一下我们今天的经文，就是希伯来书的12章1到3节。
Let's read first in English and then in Mandarin.
那我们先用英文读一遍，然后再用中文读一遍。
Verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，或作仰望那将正道创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦亏心。
May God bless reading of His word.
愿神呢祝福我们今天大家可以学读读他的话语。
How do we run the race of our Christian journey?
所以我们如何可以完成跑完这个作为基督徒这个这个旅程的这样赛跑呢？
Here's the outline. Run with endurance.
那这是今天我们的大纲。首先我们要借着忍耐奔跑。
Lay aside all hindrances.
我们要抛开所有的阻碍。
And let's focus on the goal.
那我们要专注于我们的目标。
Let's look at number one. Let's run with endurance.
那我们先看一下第一点啊，借着忍耐赛跑。
Verse one says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us."
所以第一节有讲到，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Endurance is the key word in today's passage, and it's also the main theme of the book of Hebrews.
那忍耐是我们今天经文的这个关键词，也是希伯来书的主题。
You see, God's people.were under tremendous persecution at the time.
所以大家可以看到，当时神的子民其实遭受了巨大的迫害。
Not just outwardly, physically, but also internally and spiritually.
那不光光是在外在的或者肉身上的，而且呢，他们在内在的，而且呢，属灵上。
And they were struggling so much to the point that they were tempted to turn back and go back to their old ways.
他们当时非常的他们正在受苦，也非常的挣扎。到了一个点呢，他们很想就回头回到原来的老的方式上面。
And so right here, the author of Hebrews is telling them, "No, don't backslide, don't drift away."
但这里呢，希伯来书的作者告诉他们说，你们不要倒退，不要偏离。
But persevere, keep going, don't give up.
那但是呢，要坚持，要继续，不要放弃。
Look at verse 35.
我们看一下希伯来书的35节。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, that's the key word, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐啊，忍耐是这里的关键词，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
See, did you hear that? The author of Hebrews says, "Don't give up, hang in there, keep going."
所以不知道大家有没有看见或听见这个经文啊？这个。希伯来书的作者要跟大家说是要坚持住，不要放弃。
Today's scripture tells us in verse 1, let us run with endurance the race set out for us.
所以我们今天的经文也讲了，要存心忍耐，要奔那神摆在我们前头的路程。
Verse 2 and 3, looking to Jesus endured, see that's the key word again, right? The cross, consider him who endured from sinners.
还有就是下一段的经文我们要仰望耶稣基督忍受了十字架的苦难再次忍受这个词也出现了。
Verse 7, again, endure hardship as discipline.
第七节他又再次提到了忍受，你们所忍受的是神管教你们。
See, he keeps on saying, endure, endure, endure.
所以作者在这里不断地提到的是忍耐忍耐忍耐。
The Bible dictionary defines the word endurance as continuing Christian commitment in the face of difficulty.
所以圣经的字典对于忍耐这个词的定义是这样子，在困难面前持守基督徒的委身。
In the face of trials and difficulties, in the midst of discouragement and heartache, you remain faithfulAnd you keep trusting God, and you keep obeying God.
所以在试炼、在困难、在气馁、在心痛的时候，你仍然要对神有信心，你仍然要相信神，而且呢顺服神。
This summer, our family took on a few home projects.
所以今年的夏天呢，我们家呢就做了几个就房子维护方面的工程。
We painted the deck.
那我们呢就粉刷了这个甲板。
We resurfaced the cabinet doors.
然后我们也重新修理了这个这些橱柜的这些门。
And we painted our walls.
我们也粉刷了说我们房子里面的墙壁。
No, that sounds really easy, right?
那这个听起来好像不太难，是吧？
But it's not.
但实际上是一点都不容易。
It's so difficult.
实际上是非常困难的。
And in fact, there were many times during these projects where I just did not think I could possibly finish.
那在做这几项工程的时候，有很多次我都觉得是我是不可能完成这些工程的。
And multiple times I got so discouraged to the point I wanted to give up.
而且有很多次呢，我真的非常的气馁，我差点就要放弃了。
I was to the point where I said, you know what? I don't care anymore. There's no way I could. I'm not a professional. I cannot do this.
真的好几次我都真的对自己说，我又不是专业人士，真的是哎呀，我真的搞不定了。我想说，我也不想理了。
And just forget it. Just call the professional. Just have them do it all. I am done.
Yeah, 我好几次说算了算了，我还是打电话叫这些专业的人士来帮我们做这事情吧。我没法弄这些事情了。
And as I was wrestling with these discouragements, these feelings, it reminded me how our Christian life, our Christian journey can be like this.
那就是我跟这些沮丧这些情绪在真的是在纠杂纠缠在搏斗的时候，我就被提醒了，就说我们作为基督徒，我们的生命，我们的信仰之旅，其实很多时候可能会变得这样子的困难。
Sometimes it can get so difficult that we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
有时候呢，真的是我们的这个旅程会变得非常的艰难，有时候也很令人沮丧。你会觉得说，就是像在那个隧道的尽头没有看见光明一样。
And you are so discouraged that you have lost all energy and motivation.
有时候你真的就是非常的气馁，你就真的是你再也没有精力，也没有动力了。
See, the fact is, this life is not a sprint, but it's a marathon.
所以呢，事实上是这样子的，我们的基督徒的生命其实不是一场短跑，其实是一场马拉松。
It's not something that you do in a very short time,And you do well, and you say that's it.
那这不是一件，就是说你可以在短时间里面做得很好，就 OK 的事情。
But it's such a long distance, and because it's such a long distance, it's not so much how you start, but it's how you finish that's important.
所以这个旅程，它的是如此的漫长，以至于说呢。这个不在于说你是怎么样开始的，更重要是说你是怎么样完成这个旅程的。
All of us know this story, right? The tortoise and the hare.
就我们想大家都很清楚这个龟兔赛跑的故事。
See, the hare had all kinds of advantage. He is faster, he is more agile.
所以呢，兔子在这里呢，它有各种各样的优势，它跑得更快，它更加的敏捷。
He's very clever and he's fun-loving.
那他也很聪明，而且非常的有趣。
And because the hare has so many outstanding qualities, he took it for granted.
那因为兔子他有这么多的优秀的品质呢，他就认为这一切都是理所当然的。
He says it's no-brainer. I mean, I don't even need to try. I mean, he assumed that he would come out on top.
所以呢，他说。我都根本不需要想这个事情是吧 我都不需要去尝试了他觉得他肯定是会在这场赛跑中脱颖而出的
And you know the story, he ended up losing the race
当然大家都知道这个故事的结局是吧他最后输掉了这场赛跑
I was reminded of an individual in the Bible who was tremendously blessed he was gifted in every way but he took them for granted.
所以呢，我想起了圣经中的一个人物，他当然呢，他很蒙福，他在每一方面呢都有神给他的恩赐，但是呢，他认为这一切都是理所当然的。
And because he took it for granted, he nearly disqualified himself.
但就是因为他认为这一切都是理所当然，他几乎让自己 失去了神要祝福他的这个要接受神祝福的这个资格。
Who am I thinking about?
大家有没有想到我在说谁呢？
His name is Samson.
那所以他的名字就是参孙。
Right, those of us who know his story, he was so blessed as an individual.
所以如果大家知道他的故事的话，是吧？他真的是一个很幸运的一个人。
He belonged to this elite group of people who had the Nazarite vow, where they do not cut their hair, and is a symbol of God's special blessing upon them.
是吧？他是真的，当时他是属于这个所谓这个是一群很精英的群体，因为呢，他们是有着拿细耳人的誓言，他们从来不会剪他们的头发。那这是一个神祝福他们的象征。
He was born of a godly family. He had godly parents.
所以呢，他出生在一个很虔诚的、很敬畏神的这个家庭里面。
And he experienced the Spirit of God working powerfully in and through him.
所以呢，他也经历了圣灵，神的圣灵在他身上，而且呢，也通过他各种各样的做工。
Of all the Bible characters in the Bible, he was like the superstar.
所以和其他的很多的圣经里面人物相比，他就像是圣经里面的一个超级明星。
He experienced so many victories, and he was so used to winning.
所以呢，他经历了太多的这些胜利，所以呢，他就很习惯于胜利。
And so he started to lose sight of God's calling for him.
所以他就开始忽视了上帝对他的呼召。
Finally, when he had fallen into the hands of the enemy.
那最后当他落在了仇敌手里的时候
Let's look at what happened.
我们看看这里发生了什么事情。
It says, and he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as the other times and shake myself free.
参孙从睡中醒来，心里说，我要像前几次出去活动身体。
And right here, some people say that this verse,Right here is the saddest verse in the Bible.
所以有一些人就说了，这一句这个经文其实是圣经里面可能最让人伤悲的一段经文。
Because it says here, but Samson did not know that the Lord had left him.
因为经文接着说，他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
See.Here was someone who had a great start, but not very good finish.
所以他就是一个典型的例子，他有一个非常好的开始，但是却没有一个很好的结局。
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind us that we are tremendously blessed as well.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我想说，我想提醒大家，我们每个人真的是都是很大大的蒙福的。
We exist here in a country, a nation where we can worship God freely.
我们生活在这样一个国家里面，在这里我们可以很自由的敬拜上帝。
And we have access to the living word of God.
我们也可以接触到上帝的鲜活的话语。
We belong to a spiritual family with loving brothers and sisters.
我们真的都在一个属灵的大家庭里面，我们有这些充满了爱心的弟兄姐妹。
Where we can encourage one another to grow closer to God.
在这里我们可以彼此的勉励更加的亲近神。
While nothing is perfect, we do have everything we need to grow closer to Jesus Christ.
当然没有任何事情是完美的，但是我们在这里在耶稣基督里面，我们有真的是我们所需要的，要成长的，和耶稣基督更亲近的所需要的一切。
Brothers and sisters, let's never take these blessings for granted.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们千万不要把这些蒙福这些祝福是看作是理所当然的。
Let's be faithful and let's learn to run the race well and finish the race strong.
我们都要有坚定的信心，让我们一起来坚强地跑完这场赛跑。
You know, it's very interesting. The word race here comes from the Greek word agon.
所以这里非常有趣哦，赛跑这个词，英文里面其实来自于希腊文啊，agon。
It's the same word where we get the word agony.
所以呢，英文里面另外一个词就是痛苦呢，这个词也来自于这个同一个希腊的单词。
You know, we don't like that word because in our culture we have idolized comfort.
所以可能我们并不都很喜欢痛苦这个词，因为在我们的文化里面，我们都很崇尚这个舒适。
We want to be comfortable so much that some of us have made comfort the goal of our life.
我们是如此的渴望舒适，以至于呢，我们中有一些人呢，会把舒适作为我们生命的目标。
But today we're reminded that the Christian life, this race, is not supposed to be comfortable.
那所以呢，今天我们就要被提醒到说，作为基督徒，我们的生命它不是应该是很舒适的。
Yes, there are times of joy, but it requires much discipline. It requires much effort and intentionality.
是的，是吧？当然，我们会有这个喜乐的时候，但是在大多的时候呢，我们的生命是需要这个纪律，需要巨大的努力和意向。
There's a brilliant thinker and writer who writes book on spiritual disciplines. His name is Dallas Willard.
魏勒德他是一位才华横溢的思想家和作家，他写了一本关于属灵纪律的书。
This is what he said about Christian disciplines. He says, God is not against effort. God is only against earning.
所以呢，在关于这个基督徒的属灵的纪律方面，他写了这句话，他说，神并不反对努力，但是神反对赚取。
Yes, in the Christian life, we do not work to earn God's favor, to make God love us more, but we do have to put in the effort.
所以在我们的基督徒的生命里面，我们其实是不能通过我们的努力，我们的赚取去让神来爱我们的，但是我们的的确确是需要付出努力。
My brothers and sisters, have we allowed the slower pace of quarantine slow us down in our race?
所以我的弟兄姐妹们，因为呢，因为这个隔离，因为这个病毒的隔离，我们有没有让这场隔离呢，拖慢了我们在这场赛跑里面的步伐呢？
Yeah, where we have kind of grown distant from one another, and as a result grown distant from God.
有没有让我们呢和彼此开始有点疏远，而且呢也和神有点疏远呢？
I hope through today's message you will hear the Spirit of God urging you to keep up with your spiritual disciplines.
所以我希望通过今天的信息，你们能听到神的圣灵在催逼你们，让你们在属灵的训练上面呢要跟上这个节奏。
And that you would keep reading your Bible even though you're at home by yourself.
即使是你在家，你自己在家的时候，你要继续读圣经。
That you would keep on praying to God.
继续呢，去向神祷告。
That you would keep on attending Zoom meetings.
然后你会继续的坚持的通过连线的方式来参加我们的敬拜。
That you would keep on reaching out and connect to the body of Christ.
所以呢，也会在这个基督的肢体里面要相互的关怀。
So let's keep running. Let's run the race with endurance.
所以呢，我们继续的这个奔跑，用借着这个忍耐来完成这场赛跑。
The second thing we must do if we want to run the race well.
那如果说我们要跑好一场赛跑的话，第二件事情我们必须要做的就是这件事情。
It's to remove all hindrances.
我们要移除我们所有的这些障碍。
Here it says, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely.
那经文在这里这样说，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And here it tells us clearly that there are two categories of things that hinder us from running the race well.
所以这里就很清楚给我们讲了，有两类的事情会阻碍我们的这个赛跑的。
One is every weight, and one is sin.
那第一件事情就是各样的重担，那第二件事情就是罪。
Let's talk about the obvious. Let's talk about sin.
那我们先谈一谈这个比较明显的就是罪。
We know this. When we allow sin to enter into our lives, we understand that sin will war against our soul.
那当然我们都很理解这个，当我们允许罪进入我们的生命的时候，我们都知道也理解这个罪呢，其实呢是对我和我们的这个灵魂呢是发动了一场战争。
The sin numbs us towards God and the things of God.
那罪呢使我们对神开始有麻木，对神的事情也开始麻木。
Sin derails us from God's good and pleasing will in our lives.
那罪也使我们偏离了神在我们生命中的美好还有喜悦的旨意。
And the only way to deal with sin is to confess and to repent.
所以我们要对付罪的唯一的办法，那就是要忏悔还有悔改。
If we want to run this race well, we must turn from our sins and turn to God.
如果我们想在这场赛跑中跑得好的话，我们必须要远离罪恶，要回转到上帝的面前。
There's no easy way around it.
所以我们没有很简单的办法去绕过罪这个问题。
The other one that the Bible talked about today is more tricky because it's not as obvious.
那另外一个问题呢，圣经中提到的，那就稍微更加棘手，因为它不是特别的明显。
Because a weight here, it says weight, every weight, weight is, there are the things in our lives that are not sinful in and themselves, but they get in the way, they hold us back and slow us down from our race.
那因为这里讲到的重担，它其实呢，它是在我们的生命里面那些本身并不是罪恶的东西，但是呢，它阻碍了我们，也妨碍了我们，而且呢，减慢了我们的速度。
Now, those of us who are serious about winning, who are competitive, we want to do well, what do when we know that we have things in our lives that are slowing us down?
那如果说你真的是对这场赛跑非常的认真，很重视，你很想有竞争力，那你知道说你生命中有一些东西呢，是在阻碍你们的时候呢，你会怎么做呢？
You would do anything, right, to get rid of these things so that you could go faster.
是吧？那你可能就会说想尽办法来把这些阻碍你的这些负担呢给去掉，这样子你可以跑得更快。
For athletes, there's a very important word that they are very interested in.
那所以呢，比如说对专业的运动员来说呢，有一个词呢，他们是特别特别的感兴趣的，对于他们都是非常重要的。
It's this word, aerodynamic.
就这个词，就是空气动力学。
See, these swimmers, they wear aerodynamic clothing, clothing that's tight and not loose, that will make them go faster and not drag them down.
比如说这些游泳的运动员呢，他们穿的是空气动力学的这些游泳衣，游泳衣的非常的紧身，不是松松垮垮的，那这些游泳衣可以让他们游得更快，而不是说变得游得更慢。
They do everything, even the caps that they wear, they're aerodynamic.
真的，他们真的做了很多的事情，即使他们的游泳帽，他们所戴游泳帽都是有这个空气动力学在里面的。
They're even aerodynamic tennis rackets out there.
大家可能不知道知不知道是吧？还有空气动力学的网球拍。
It says here to.Penetrate the air more easily for optional power and spin.
啊，这里呢，这产品的描述这样说的哦，说这个允许这个框架呢形状呢，这个框架的形状允许球拍更容易的穿透空气，以获得最佳的动力和旋转。
I need a racket like that.
我想买一个这样的空气动力学的网球拍。
Okay.Bike, road bikes, wow. So much technology has gone into biking.
那比如说这个自行车，对吧？这个自行车里面也有很多很多的技术。
These bikes are made and structured in such a way to make you go really, really fast.
那这些自行车的设计呢，都很特别特别，让你呢可以让这个让你可以骑得更快。
Look at the helmets that they're wearing.
大家看一下他们所戴的这个头盔。
And even the water bottles they use are all aerodynamics. Can you believe that?
大家能不能相信说，即使他们所用的这个喝水的瓶子啊，都是有空气动力学在里面的？
Now, why is this important at all?
那为什么这个对这些运动员来说很重要呢？
Because you do not want anything in your life, anything when you're racing, to drag you down.
因为呢，他们说，在你真的在做一场比赛的时候，在赛跑的时候，你不想让你生命中、生活里面的其他乱七八糟事情让你变得更慢。
Can you imagine trying to win at a competition and have something drag you down like this?
大家能不能想象说啊，你想在一场赛跑里面要获胜，但是呢，却有这样一些负担来，真的是在拖着你。
How can you possibly do well? How can you have any chance of winning when you're tied down like this?
如果你有这样的被这样一个巨大的负担所缠绕的时候，你觉得有没有可能去赢呢？
My friends, let me ask you, what is it in your life that they are innocent, they are good, they may be helpful, but when they are misused, they can drag you down in your Christian life?
所以各位朋友，我想问一下大家这个问题啊，在我们的生活中有没有一些东西是看起来挺无辜的，而且可能也是挺好、挺有用的、挺有帮助的？但如果说你是不正当的使用它的时候，它会让我们的这个基督徒的生命可以被拖累得很厉害。
So I was thinking about this, and I think of an example that I think all of us can relate to.
我想到了这样一个例子，我估计可能大家可能都会也同意的。
A good example of this would be our smartphones.
我想说，可能其中一个很好的例子，可能就是我们天天在用的这个手机。
Now, we all know that smartphones, they are good and they can be very helpful.
所以大家都知道，是吧？这个手机可能都是在使用得当的时候，其实是对我们的生活是非常有帮助的。
As you know, with America on lockdown, many of us are spending way more time on our phones and social media than what is normal and healthy.
这大家可能大家都知道，说在美国，因为疫情被封锁的这种情况下，我们许多人呢，在花在手机上还有社交媒体上的时间，都比正常的时候要多得多。
And I recently read an article on the mobile phone addiction during quarantine.
我最近读了一篇，就关于说在隔离这段时间，用手机用上瘾的这样的一个文章。
And in this article, it talks about how 50% of the parents they admit that since quarantine, their kids are now addicted to their phones.
在这篇文章里面，他有提到说，有50%的父母都承认，自从这个隔离开始以来，他们的孩子对他们的手机真都上瘾了。
Now, let me talk to the parents here. Are you even surprised at all? You're not surprised, right?
如果在座可能是有父母的话，是吧？我问一下大家会不会只觉得惊讶？估计你们都不会觉得很惊讶。
In this article, it talks about the rise of this mental condition, this psychological condition called nomophobia.
那在这篇文章里面，他提到了一种现在可能刚刚出现那种新的这个心理的这个障碍，它叫做无手机恐惧症。
It's a state of stress caused by the fear of somebody taking your phone away from you, being unable to use your cell phone.
这是一种就是什么状态？就是说，比如说你的手机被别人拿走了，或者说你没有办法使用你的手机的时候，那就造成了这种压力了。
See, a mobile phone can be very convenient, but you know what? If it's not used wisely, it can be very, very weighty and it weighs you down.
所以说，你看手机是吧？它很方便是吧？但是呢，如果说使用不当的时候，它会变得很沉重，它可以完完全全的就拖累着我们。
So I believe a question that if we want to be serious about running the race well, we need to ask ourselves, what is it in our lives that are not evil, but they can weigh us down?
那我们就要问一下我们自己啊，真的是，如果我们想要跑好我们这场赛跑的时候，我们要看一下我们生命里面，我们有没有一些东西看起来它并没有罪恶，但是呢，却可以说让可以拖累着我们、缠累着我们的。
J. Wilbur Chapman is a pastor and a Christian writer.
那J. 威尔伯查普曼呢，他是一个 pastor， 还有是一个就是写这个基督徒作品的这样一个作者。
He says, "My life is governed by this rule. Anything that dims my vision of Christ, or takes away my taste for Bible study, or cramps my prayer life,or makes Christian work difficult, is wrong for me, and I must, as a Christian, turn away from it."
他说到呢，我的生命是受这条规则的支配的，任何使我对基督的憧憬暗淡，或者剥夺我对我学习圣经的兴趣，或限制我的祷告的生活，或者使我的基督徒的服事变得困难的时候，对我来说都是错误的。作为一个基督徒，我必须要远离他。
See, here's someone who is so serious about running the race well.
所以呢，这个就是一个很好的例子呢，他很想呢跑好这场赛跑。
May God grant us strength and resolve to deal with this weight in our lives that we have put on over the years.
所以呢，愿神呢赐给我们力量还有决心来处理这些呢长年来呢，我们给自己增加的这些负担。
Lastly, let's look at if we want to run this race well, we must focus on Jesus.
最后一点，我们一起看一下，如果我们要跑好这场赛跑的话，我们必须要定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Verse 2 says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him,endure the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God."
那第二节的经文，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，或作仰望那将真道创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Here it says, tells us to fix our attention, to gaze intently.On something, and that's Jesus. As we run this race, we must have that right focus.
那这里他经文告诉我们，我们在跑这场赛跑的时候，我们要把注意力集中在一件事情上，要集中我们的注意力，那就是我们的耶稣基督来跑这场赛跑。
Let's take a guess.
我们一起来猜猜看啊。
Who holds the best, world's best free throw, shooting?
那这是一个关于篮球方面的记录、啊、是谁呢是保持着这个世界上最佳的罚球手的这个记录
Is it this person?
那是否是这位呢
Is it this person, Michael Jordan?
是否是迈克尔乔丹呢
Or is it LeBron James?
那是否是勒布朗詹姆斯呢
Or you know this person, Yao Ming.
当然大家都很认识这位是吧姚明。
Who do you think it is? Who has the best record for world's best free throw?
所以大家想想啊是哪一位呢他们中哪一位是世界上这个最佳的罚球手的这个保持这个记录了。
Okay, are you ready? The answer is...
大家预备好没有这是答案。
None of them, it's this person.
所以呢都不他们都不是是这一位。
Tom Embry.
是汤姆安贝瑞。
A 70 one-year-old man who set a world record by making 2,750 free throws in a row.
他是一位71岁的老人，他的记录是连续的罚中了2750个罚球。
And guess what? He could have made more, but they had to close down the gym because it took too long. He would not miss.
大家猜猜看，其实他本来可以连续的罚中更多的球，但是呢，因为呢，当时那些人呢，工作人员他们要关闭这个体育馆，因为呢，实际上呢，他连续罚中球的时间持续太长了，因为他根本就不会，罚失任何一个球。
And when they interview him, they ask him, "What is your secret?"
那当他在接受采访的时候，他们问他说：“你的秘密是什么？”
And he said these words.
他说了这些话，
It's just focus and concentration. You have to put all other thoughts out of your mind.
他说，只是说这里就是要专注，要集中注意力。那你必须把所有其他的想法都忘掉。
You know, I believe in a way that's what the author of Hebrews is trying to tell us, to lay aside anything, to remove anything that would distract us.
啊、我想呢，在某种程度上，这就是希伯来书的作者 要告诉我们的信息，就是要放下任何这些缠绕我们的东西，要去掉那些任何会分散我们注意力的东西。
And we need to focus on one thing. What is that one thing?
而且我们要专注在一件事情上，大家想想那一件事情是什么？
Looking to Jesus and consider Jesus.
就是要仰望耶稣。要思想耶稣。
See, when the Bible commands us to do something, in this case, to fix our eyes on Jesus, it's saying that we are doing something else.
那当圣经吩咐我们做一件事情的时候，那在这里呢，就是说要吩咐我们要定睛在耶稣基督身上的事情的时候，其实也就说明说我们其实我们是定睛在别的东西上面的。
Right, We're gazing our eyes on something or someone else.
我们其实我们的定睛是在一些别的事情上，或是别人身上。
And we need to think for ourselves, well, what is it that we're fixing our eyes on? Who is it that we gaze upon?
那我们要问问我们自己说，我们定睛在什么事情身上，或者什么人身上。
One Sunday morning during the church service, one young man found himself staring, sharing a pew, with a beautiful girl.
那有一个主日的早上啊，在这个教会的礼拜里面，一位年轻的男生呢，他发现自己呢和另外一位漂亮的女生呢，原来是坐在同一张长椅子上面的。
And mesmerized by her beauty, he found himself focusing all his attention on her instead of on what the pastor has to say.
他发现他就完全被这个女生的美貌要迷住了，他呢把所有的注意力都集中在这个女生的身上，也没有用心去听牧师的讲道了。
And so the entire time, he kept flipping through the hymnal until he found the song that he was looking for.
但呢，这个呢，整个这个过程里面，他就不断的在翻那本赞美诗那本书，然后他要找到那首呢，他想要找到的那首赞美诗。
And so quickly, he showed the hymnal, the hymn to the young lady, pointing to the hymn title.
所以呢，最后他找到那首他想找的赞美诗的标题，他就把那个标题那一页呢，就翻出来，就给这位年轻的女生看。
I need thee every hour。
所以这个赞美诗的这个题目就说：“我时刻需要你。”
She smiled. This young lady smiled, flipped a few pages, and gave the hymnal back to the young man.
那当然。 那女生呢就笑了笑，又翻了几页，找到了另外一首赞美诗，然后把这本赞美诗的书呢又还给了这位年轻的男生，
And pointed to the title.
也指向了那个赞美诗的题目。
I'd rather have Jesus.
他说：“我宁愿有耶稣。”
Here's somebody who's fixed her eyes on Jesus Christ.
所以这个呢，这位女生当时她是定睛的看着耶稣的。
Why Jesus? Because the Bible tells us today in verse 2 that he is both the author and the perfecter of our faith.
所以为什么我们要定睛在耶稣身上呢？因为今天的经文告诉我们，耶稣基督是我们信心创始成终的那位人。
And here it goes on to elaborate what that means, that Jesus, he conquered the power and the penalty of our sin.
所以经文进一步解释了，因为耶稣基督他是战胜了这个死亡，战胜了罪。
And he did that by resurrecting from the dead and now seated at the right hand of the Father.
所以他从死里复活，现在坐在我们的天父神宝座的右边。
See, this is a gospel in a nutshell, where what Jesus Christ had done for us on the cross.
所以简单的来说，是把这里就总结了，是耶稣基督在十字架上给我们所成就的事情。
He is the foundation of our faith. We build our faith on the foundation of who Jesus is and what he has done for us.
耶稣基督是我们信仰的基石，我们的信仰呢的根基就是建立在耶稣是谁，还有他所为我们所做的事情上。
And that's why he is the author or the founder of our faith.
所以为什么他是我们的信仰的这个创造者？
But the Bible tells us today very clearly that he is not just the author or the founder of our faith.
但今天这个经文很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣基督不仅仅是我们信仰的创造者。
It says he is the perfecter of our faith.
所以他也是让我们这个信心创始成终的这位主耶稣基督。
This is so encouraging. Look at this verse.
这个是非常鼓舞人的，我们来一起来看一看这个经文。
He who began a good work in us will finish it unto the end.
那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
In other words, it's telling us that Jesus, he did not just get us started on this journey.
所以换言之呢，是耶稣基督他不仅仅让我们踏上了这段旅程。
He did not just run the race before us.
他不仅仅是在我们前面跑完了这段赛跑。
He did not just set a perfect example for us to follow.
他也不光光是为我们树立了一个完美的榜样。
But he is helping us, enabling us to finish this race.
他还在帮助我们，而且呢，真的是让我们可以借着他来完成这场赛跑。
He who began a good work in us will what? Will finish it unto the end.
我们再看经文，那在你们心里动了善功的会做什么呢？他必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
That's why we must focus on Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们必须要定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Corrie Ten Boom said this.
那彭克利他说了这样的话。
If you look at the world, you will be distressed.
如果你看看这个世界的话，你会很痛苦。
If you look within, you will be depressed.
如果你往你自己的内心深处里看的话，你会变得很沮丧。
But if you look at Christ, you will be at rest.
但如果你看着基督的话，你就会得到安息。
You know, when we take an honest look with all the things that are going on in our world today, you know what? Let's be honest. Things are not looking too good.
所以说，我们很诚实地看待一下这个世界，还有我们周围所发生的这一切的时候，我们可能都要承认说，哎呀，这个事情看起来其实现在不太美好。
the global pandemic that changed our lives forever.
这场在全球的大流行的这个瘟疫，是吧？它永远的改变了我们的生活。
The issues of racial tension and social unrest that has plagued our city and our nation.
那这个种族的紧张还有社会的动荡也困扰着我们的城市还有我们的国家。
And most recently, the political divide that is so great that the experts have said that this is the worst it has been since the Civil War.
Yeah, and 还有当下是吧？这个国家的政治的分裂如此的大，很多专家都说这是自从南北战争以来最严重的一次。
And if any of you saw the presidential debate on Tuesday, you know it was a disaster.
那如果说你们中间有人看了周二的那场总统的辩论的时候，总统竞选的辩论的时候，大家都知道那就是一场灾难。
Some have called it the worst debate in American history.
有些人把这个称之为说美国历史上最糟糕的一次辩论。
This is very depressing. Things are not looking good.
这的确很令人沮丧，是吧？因为事情看起来都不太好。
And so what a reminder for us as Christians, we need to take a step back and examine, well, where do we place our hope?
但这是对我们基督徒来说就是一个很好的提醒，因为呢，作为基督徒，我们可能需要退后一步再看一下。
What a powerful reminder that our hope and trust should not be on the things of this world.
所以呢，这里就提醒了我们说，在这样的时刻，我们不能把这个希望寄托在这个世界上。Not
any presidential candidate, not any political party.
我们不能把我们的盼望寄托在任何的一个总统候选人或者任何一个政党的身上。Our
hope and trust should be placed on Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望，我们的这个相信，应该都放在耶稣基督身上。He
is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
他就是阿尔法，是欧米伽，也是始，也是终。
He is the founder and the perfecter of our faith.
他耶稣基督是为我们的信心创始成终的。
He's the only one who has total control over our world and our lives.
他是唯一一个掌控着我们这个世界还有我们的生命的人。
He is the only one, the source of our hope.
他是我们的盼望的那个唯一的源泉。
And it's only in him we can find true rest.
我们只有在耶稣基督的身上，在耶稣基督里面，我们才能得到安息。And
that's why if we want to run this race well, we must focus our eyes, our attention on Jesus and Jesus alone.
所以呢，如果我们想真的跑好这场赛跑的话，我们就必须定睛在耶稣基督身上，而且只能定睛在他一人身上。
He is our goal, and he is the focus of our attention.
他就是我们的目标，他也是我们要专注的目标。
I want to end today's message with a true story that came out of the 1968 Olympic Games at Mexico.
那在结束今天的这个讲道之前呢，我想跟大家分享一个真实的故事，是这个是发生在1968年的墨西哥奥运会上的这样的故事。
At the end of the game, the medals have been given out.
那在这个比赛结束的时候，奖牌已经颁发完了。
Ceremony was already over.
那这个颁奖仪式也已经结束了。
Some people have already left the stadium.
那有一些观众其实已经都离开了这个体育场。
But at that time, there was an announcement.
那这时候就有一个广播里面就有一个信息。
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay back.
那广播里面讲到说，女士们、先生们。 大家请留步。
And sure enough, they saw a man limping into the stadium.
那所以呢，很快大家就看见一个人呢，就一瘸一拐的就跑走进了这个体育场。
The announcer says, please be seated. We have the last runner from our marathon. And everybody was shocked.
那广播里面有说到说，请各位呢都就坐。我们呢，这是我说这里呢，是我们马拉松比赛的最后一名选手。
Here's a runner from Tanzania, and his name is John Stephen Akwari.
那这位运动员呢，他是来自于坦桑尼亚，他的名字叫做约翰斯蒂芬阿克瓦里。What
happened was midway in the marathon, he suffered a bad fall.
那原来呢是发生事情是原来在场马拉松的比赛的中途呢，他摔了一个大跟斗。And
he damaged his shoulder and dislocated his knee.
那呢，他的肩膀受伤了，而且他膝盖也脱臼了。
And he was trampled upon by several runners.
而且呢，他还被几个另外的运动员呢，也不小心的踩到了。But
you know what? He got up and he agonized his way, the rest, his way for the next 12 miles.
大家有没有想到，他呢还站起来、爬起来，而且呢忍受着痛苦的这样的。 啊，跋涉了整整后面的剩下的12英里。
One can only imagine the scene as he hobbled his way around the track.
大家可能都可以想象一下，当时他蹒跚的这样绕着这个跑道，在最后可能在走完最后一点点的赛程的情景。
This runner, who was obviously severely injured, in so much pain.
那这位运动员当时很明显是受了重伤的，所以呢，当时可能在经受着很大的痛苦。But
he just would not give up.
当时他却不肯放弃。And
he agonized all the way to the finish line.
所以他是忍受着痛苦，一点一点地熬到了这个终点线。And
as he crossed the finish line, he collapsed onto the ground.
那当他通过了终点线的那一刻，他就瘫倒了在地上。The
crowd was on their feet, and they were cheering on top of their voices, giving him a standing ovation.
那这时候，这些观众呢，都全都站起来，都起立，而且高声的欢呼，因为呢，向他鼓掌。This
man went down in history, this event, as the greatest last place finish ever.
所以他的名字也载入了史册。 啊，这个他们人们称他为是史上最伟大的最后一名。As
they interview him later, they asked him, "Sir, what kept you going? Why didn't you just give up?"
在后面的采访里面，那他就被问到说，为什么你当时就没有放弃呢？是什么事情让你不放弃？
I mean, the game was already over. People have already left the stadium, and you were in so much pain.
是吧？当时这个比赛都已经结束了，有些观众都离开了体育场了，而且当时你是承受了巨大的痛苦。What
kept you going?
当时他们问说，是什么事情让你可以继续的完成这个赛跑？This
is what he said. My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish it.
这是他的回答。他说：“我的国家从5000里以外这么远派我来这里，不是只是让我来开始这场赛跑的，他是要让我完成这个赛跑。”And
he did. He finished the race, and he had the greatest finish ever.
当然，他完成了这场赛跑，所以他真的是这个完成赛跑是最伟大的一个完成。My
brothers and sisters, perhaps some of us have stumbled in our race.
所以可能是我的弟兄姐妹们，或许我们中间有一些人可能都跌倒了。You
are in a lot of pain.
或者说你在经历很大很巨大的痛苦。May
today's message inspire us.
所以呢，我们愿今天的信息呢，可以给到我们激励。To
get up and to keep running.
所以我们要站起来，要继续的奔跑。
The race is not over yet.
所以这场赛跑还没有结束。
It's not how we start, it's how we finish.
最重要的不是说我们是如何的开始这个赛跑的，重要的是我们是如何的完成这场赛跑的。
May Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, refresh us and strengthen us.
那愿主基督耶稣为我们的信心的创始成终的人，使我们可以振作起来。
Empower us to finish our race strong.
那让我们更加的坚强，让我们能够坚强的完成这场赛跑。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，感谢你今天用你的话语，来向我们，跟我们说话。
Heavenly Father, you know us so well. You know exactly our struggles.
亲爱的天父，你真的是知道我们每一个人的所需所求，知道我们所经历的这些挣扎。
But thank you for reminding us and encouraging us today. The game is not over yet.
也感谢天父今天来提醒我们，也激励我们说我们的赛跑并没有结束。
Even though some of us have fallen, we can still get up and get in the game.
即使是我们中间已经有人可能都跌倒了，求你帮助我们，让我们可以再次爬起来，继续完成这个赛跑。
Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you and you alone.
也帮助我们，让我们定睛在你身上，而且只定睛在你身上。
Lord, we admit we cannot do it on our own. We need your help.
我们知道我们没有办法自己做到这个事情，所以我们需要你的帮助。
We invite you to come in our lives in a powerful way.
我们也求你真的进入我们的生命。
Help us to run this race and finish this race strong.
让我们可以真的是跑这场赛跑，而且呢，让我们可以很坚强的完成这场赛跑。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求。阿门。